Welcome to this special edition of the Golfers Journal podcast. My name's Tom Coyne, and on behalf of everyone at the Golfers Journal, we are thrilled to share with you the launch of our 2024 Broken Tee Society events calendar. An important note before we get started, now that the calendar is live, our Broken Tee Two-Man, which is our flagship event every year, it's now open for registration. You'll have to keep listening to hear where we're playing it. I don't want to ruin the suspense here, but let me just say, it's a big deal. It's very special. So as soon as you finish listening to this, get over to our events page on golfersjournal.com and get your name in the running. This is our biggest events calendar yet. It is our best events calendar yet. And it is the culmination of a year's worth of work from our events team, and in some cases, multiple years of work in booking these locations. So a huge thanks to Tim and to Foster and everyone who worked on not just creating these opportunities, but finding ways to make them memorable experiences for everyone involved. Some of the friends who help us do that are, of course, Titleist, Golden Road Brewing, and FootJoy. If you've been to a TGJ event, you know that one of the best parts is the stuff that you leave with. We pride ourselves on impressing our members with our gifting, so no sad outing golf shirts this year or baggy of tees you don't need. All of these events are going to come with gear that you're going to be excited to use and to wear, because at the end of the day, these events are about bringing more value to your Golfers Journal membership. So thank you for being a part of the Broken Tee Society. And now let's have a listen and learn more about all the places you might be teeing it up this year.
Welcome, everyone, all 385 of you in the audience at 1 p.m. on a Tuesday to the 2024 events calendar announcement. I am Casey Bannon. I'm joined here by the editor of the Golfers Journal, Tom Coyne, and also some familiar faces and names and TGJ staffers. We'll introduce them as we go along here. If you are listening to this on the TGJ podcast feed tomorrow, we are recording this live in the Broken Tee Society Discord server. Today is January 9th. That server is private to all members. So thank you to the members for showing up here today. If you are here today, that means you are either on your lunch break at work or pretending to work from home. However you are joining us, I have a tremendous amount of respect for you. Thank you. Okay. I know many of you are eager to hear these locations. Just a warning, there are a lot. Okay. Our events team here, Tim Woodruff, Foster McCune, Mark Warman, and TC and myself, and help from lots of other people, have worked very hard over the last 6 months to pull this together. The result is 32 dates, 49 different courses, 17 different states, and 5 countries. So we will do our best to move through this show quickly and efficiently while telling you everything you need to know about each stop on this 11-month tour. Quick note, important to note, if you are a new member in the audience today, or if you are not a member and you are wondering, how do I play in these events? We'll run through it quickly. It's a great question. First, you have to be a member. So if you're not, go to golfersjournal.com. Take care of that. Second, following the conclusion of this show, you can head to golfersjournal.com/events to see this full list of events and their registration dates. When those registration dates pop up, you'll be able to click into the event and enter your name. We do registration two different ways, lotteries and first come, first serve. The vast majority of these events in 2024 will be lotteries. So you'll have a window anywhere between 24 hours and a few days to enter your name into the lottery. And when that closes, we will notify you whether or not you were selected for the field. I should remind you, it's super important that if you don't win a lottery, you join the wait list, because people get in off the wait list every event because life happens. So join the wait list and it will pay off. Those are the basics. If you have any more questions, obviously feel free to ask us here on Discord, on Instagram or Twitter DMs, or emailing us customerservice@golfersjournal.com, and we'll be happy to answer those. As I mentioned earlier, if you're following along here in Discord, all the events, states, and dates are listed on the left sidebar. As they are announced, they will be updated with relevant information and links. And lastly, super important to note, lottery registration for the Broken Tee Two-Man, which, TC, dare I say, is the biggest and best Two-Man yet. That lottery will open today after this show, and it will stay open through Sunday. So there will be action right off the bat. TC, How are you feeling about this calendar? How are you feeling about the events that have already been launched and been announced?
Couldn't be more excited, Casey. I mean, this is my favorite day of the year for the Golfers Journal. There's so much work that goes into this. A year of work from the whole events team, Tim and Foster killing it. And it's just a ton of fun to be able to share this with everyone live. And the events that have already been announced, a pretty stout lineup. And this whole lineup, it's just really exciting. I'm looking at this list and I want to go to all of them and to be able to share it with our members. It's a huge part of what we do. So just really excited. Casey, take us through the events we've already talked about or announced.
Yeah, so real quick, just in case you haven't seen these, January 20 through 22nd, we are at PGA West in La Quinta. It's the Monday after the American Express final round. Super cool event in collab with our friends at BMW. The guests there will also race laps at BMW's Driving Performance School, which is fun, timed laps on Sunday morning. Afterwards, they'll head over to the final round of the Amex and watch it from the BMW VIP suite on number 17, the par 3. So, and then on Monday, they get to play PGA West. So super cool. February 12th, we're at Cabot Citrus Farms. That's an early preview of the soon-to-be soft-opened course that was once known as World Woods down in Brooksville, Florida, if you're familiar. A lot of hype around that one. And BTS members will be among the first to play it. February 15th through 18th, it's Punta Mita Resort in Punta Mita, Mexico. You're unfamiliar with the resort, it's basically like paradise. You stay at the St. Regis, you play unlimited golf, you drink as many spicy margs as you desire, you eat on the beach, and you also we do a closest to the pin competition to the world's only natural island green. It's about 190 into a crosswind. Ton of fun. And then Tom, June 15th through 23rd, you're taking everyone to Ireland for 8 days.
Couldn't be more excited about this one, Casey.
Yeah, 54-hole Solstice Day tournament at Ballybunion. Where else are you going on that trip?
Yeah, this is basically a dream trip. It's all my favorite places in Ireland packed into one. So, I mean, we're going to start in Rosapenna. We're going to play the relatively new St. Patrick's Links, top 100 in the world. Play the Sandy Hills there. We'll go play Carn, which, if you listen to the podcast, know our affections for Carn, Enniscrone, Crutch Island, my favorite nine-holer in the world. We'll make our way down to Lahinch and Ballybunion, where we're going to play 54 holes, just like very close to or on the summer solstice. And the days are already long in Ireland, so that will be a day to remember, and then finish it off at the Jameson Links in Dublin. So it's a mighty trip, not for the faint-hearted. It's going to be a great one.
Fantastic. And then September 17th, lastly, is Muirfield. That's the club, not the village. And a group of lucky members will join the Honorable Company for a classic day of golf, 4-ball in the morning, a very lengthy jacket and tie lunch in the afternoon, and then foursomes after that. I would just like to state again for the record, Foster, that my calendar is still clear if you need me for that. Okay. Talked entirely way too much. There are 523 people now on listening here. So Tom, why don't you kick off the first event? Let's get this started. Where is the van headed on March 11th?
Honored to kick this off and honored to do it at a club that I'm a very proud member of. March 11th, headed to Old Barnwell, everyone. So your chance to play and enjoy the much talked about and the much celebrated new course. By Brian Schneider and Blake Conant, who've done an incredible job down there in Aiken and created something really special, a huge property, incredible scope. Just every hole, every shot is just an absolute blast. It's a mission-based club that's doing a lot of good things for golf. So I'm sure you're familiar with it. We've had Brian's been on the pod to talk about it. And if you're not familiar with it, well, it's your chance to become very familiar with it. So very excited to welcome folks to Old Barnwell on March 11th.
Yes, and registration for that one will kick off next week on the 17th, I believe. So Old Barnwell, first off the board, strong start. Let's jump to April 15th through 17th. Where could that be, TC?
Well, we're pretty much going to the cradle of American golf, folks, down to the Pine Barrens in North Carolina for a three-day, for three incredible rounds of golf at Mid Pines, Southern Pines, and one of my real favorites anywhere, Pine Needles. Fun fact about me, I used to go to golf camp at Pine Needles.
Did you?
How about that? So three Donald Ross, fantastic courses that, you know, three of our favorites. You won't get treated better anywhere. Pine Needles is sort of like going back in time. You know, they've had some huge championships there. So to me, some of the best golf in North Carolina for that that trip, which is the, yeah, that's three nights, two nights.
April 15th through 17th. Yeah. We've done this trip a couple times. It's always a blast. We've stayed in the Mid Pines Resort and Inn and Resort. Last couple of times, we're going to stay at Pine Needles this time. So a little bit of a change, but there's just so much good golf to play in the area. You could take a quick drive out to Tobacco Road. You could pluck off a few of the Pinehurst courses while you're there. Never a bad choice to go to Mid Pines for a couple of days. All right, let's. We're going to stick with some stay in plays here because I have a feeling some folks will need, you know, some time to call their significant others, move some money around, book a babysitter, that sort of thing. So let's do August 8th through 11th. Tom, where are we going August 8th through 11th?
This one's pretty over the top, Casey. Headed to Kohler, Wisconsin, to, you've heard of it, Whistling Straits. Just a ton of golf on this one. 3 days playing all the courses on property, playing, of course, the Straits, Black Wolf Run, the Irish course, playing the, we're staying, what's really fun is staying at the American Club. I mean, that's the best part of this trip for me. It's such a great spot if you haven't enjoyed a bathroom at the American Club, because it's Kohler, they try out all their cool fixtures and whatnot. It'll be the best shower. It'll be the best shower of your year, I'm sure. dinners at new places each night, access to the champions locker room. You're going to have a caddy with a bib with your name on it that you get to keep, your name on a locker. So really going over the top on this one. Tons of golf, playing the short course, the Bath course with hickories. This one is incredibly exciting. So there should be a lot of interest in our Kohler event.
Yes. And you can see the chalk outline of Team Europe still there from 2021, which is exciting. These are all lotteries. I'm seeing some questions in the chat. These are all lotteries registration so far. As a reminder, all the registration dates will be posted in the individual channels on the side and on golfersjournal.com events after this is over. Okay. Another getaway. We're still in Wisconsin. We're sticking with Wisconsin. Summertime Wisconsin's the best. Tom, this is August 12th or 15th. So right after Kohler, we go where?
It is the best in summer in Wisconsin. Wouldn't be complete without a visit to one of our favorites, Sand Valley, but not just Sand Valley. We're playing the Sand Valley course. Fantastic. Of course, we'll play Mammoth Dunes as well. We'll hit the Lido, which people are very excited about, now fully open and ready to rock. The Sandbox, probably as much fun as you can have on a short course. And then the brand new Sedge Valley from Tom Doak. And that's the one I'm most eager to see. And it's probably the one that's getting the most buzz. I think it's par 68, a shorter course that when I had the chance to play with Tom Doak last year, he was very excited about it. It's very, very special. So can't wait to see that one.
Fantastic. Sand Valley, always a good time. Heard a lot about Sedge Valley. Could be the best course at Sand Valley, they're saying. So yep. We'll do that August 12th through 15th. All right, if you skip all the way down to the bottom of the calendar, you will find an event scheduled for November 17 through 19. If nothing else changes, it will be the last event on the schedule. And that event is a full takeover of the finished and final Cabot Citrus Farms. That's right. We will have the preview event in February, but come November, we are going to go back and play all 57 holes, if my math is correct, of Cabot Citrus Farms Master Plan. If you're unfamiliar with this project, some quick background. This used to be World Woods down in Southwest Florida. World Woods was essentially Bandon Dunes before Bandon Dunes. It was developed in the late 80s. It was supposed to have as many as 7 golf courses planned. They had the Shell's Wonderful World of Golf. I think that was 99 or early 2000s. Tom Fazio did 2 wild golf courses for that part of Florida. And it sort of fell into disrepair, and Cabot, who does fantastic work, bought it a few years ago, and they have finally, or are close to completing their new vision of it. Kyle France, who did Southern Pines, TC, you were mentioning earlier, he took the Barron's course and turned it into what they're calling the Carew course. He told me it was inspired by early Pine Valley, Pinehurst number 2, and George Thomas multi-fairway holes. So I'm not entirely sure what that means, but I did play the first 7 holes a few months ago, and I can tell you it's dramatic and wildly creative and super cool. Very unique. Aesthetically, it's like Tobacco Road, Mammoth Dune, Stream Song-ish genre, which you know I love. Also open will be the Roost course. This used to be called the Oaks course. This is a collab between Kyle France, Mike Nuzzo, and Rand Morissette. It's much less sandy. It's more meadowy and green grassy. And also available to play on this trip will be the 10-hole course, a new 10-hole course called the Squeeze, and an 11-hole par 3 course called the Wedge. So I think that equals 57. This is a 3-day, 2-night package. Lodging on site. We've booked out the lodging for the BTS. So super, super excited to see what they did with this land, which was always, always great for golf. All right. So Cabot Citrus Farms, that is November 17th through 19th. All right. We have one more overnighter on the schedule. This is sort of a semi stay and play. The event is technically a 1-day 36-hole event, but there are options to lengthen your stay here, which I think you'll want to. You may know this place, this as the place Tiger won 8 times on tour, or as the birthplace of LeBron James. That's right. We are going to Firestone Country Club in Akron, Ohio, Saturday, July 20th, 2024. A Saturday, 36-hole day at Firestone. Moving day at Firestone. Now, Mark Warman, he heads up the Championship Rules Committee here at TGJ. He's also the course record holder at Stanford Golf Course, by the way, with a 62. Mark lobbied hard for this one, so I'm going to bring in Mark. Mark, what do you love about Firestone? What do you think the people should know about Firestone before July?
Oh, thank you, Casey, for that intro.
Of course.
But you can, or maybe you shouldn't, talk about Firestone without first mentioning the rich history of championship golf that has taken place there over the past 70 years. Mm-hmm. Casey, like you mentioned, it was Tiger's playground, and winning there 8 times. Jack won there 7 times, including the 75 PGA Championship. And it's also where he debuted on the PGA Tour as an amateur. So golf history just oozes out of Firestone's every nook and cranny. And that's, you know, one of the reasons I campaigned so hard to get Firestone on our calendar, because one of my favorite aspects of golf is playing historic venues that have that championship lore, and Firestone checks that box in spectacular fashion. And the courses are going to be in fantastic condition. It's well known that all 3 courses at Firestone are always in tip-top shape, but the Champions Tour is hosting their championship the week before we get there, so we know that Firestone is going to be firing on all cylinders for sure. For event day, yeah, Saturday, July 20th, as you mentioned, it's going to be a 36-hole tournament on the north and south. The south is the famed tree line where all that history is taking place, and it's certainly going to give us a test tee to green. And there's a reason why the game's best players have raved about this course. And if you haven't played there, I think you're going to find out why. We're also playing the North Course, which will be the second 18 of our 36-hole day. It's a fantastic Robert Trent Jones Sr., where we're going to see a ton of dog legs and water holes, but it's also going to give us a little breather from the difficulty of the South. And the Fazio is their third course there, which is also fantastic, and you'll definitely have an option to play there as well if you so choose. But I'm particularly excited about the added stay-and-play component here. Firestone is welcoming the Broken Tee Society with open arms and are giving us access to stay in their guest rooms inside the men's locker room, which is an experience in its own, with a full bar, room service, late night card games, you know, etc. Or the choice to stay at one of their villas, which is sprawled out throughout the courses. And to make sure that the hang is going to be proper, they have a massive putting green that's going to be lit up all night for us. So we can settle up any lingering bets from the day or maybe create some new ones. There's going to be plenty of food and drink, obviously, to keep us happy. And it's just going to be awesome to spend some time at such a legendary club. So yeah, if you want to get in as much golf as possible, you can come in a day early or stay day after the event or both. I'm sure there's plenty of fellow sickos out there that are going to take full advantage and golf their brains out for 3 days straight. And this event is probably going to take on a real BTS summer camp vibe. So I'm pretty excited about it.
Yeah, super cool. Think of Tiger in the dark there on 18. You think of Tiger out of the rough there on 18. You think of Adam Scott with his first tournament of Stevie on the bag. Just a lot of good memories from watching Firestone on the weekend growing up. So it'll be cool to finally go and see the place. Thank you, Mark. All right. 2 days after Firestone, July 22nd, we've got another first-time location on the roster this year, and that one is in Massachusetts. So we are now going to bring in our community manager and resident Masshole, Robbie Vogel, to announce this one. Robbie, would you like to tell everyone where we are going on July 22nd?
I would love to. Guys, we are going to a golf course that is without question the finest venue within 5 minutes of my front door. And that would be Boston Golf Club. Boston Golf Club is a private 18-hole Gilhance masterpiece in Hingham, Massachusetts, where my lovely wife happens to teach elementary school. But it's right down the street. It is. You guys played it. Casey, did you play it last year?
I was not. No, I did not play it.
Okay. The crew was out there last year when we were in town for Essex, and it obviously left a big impression, blew people away. It's on lists, you know, it's up there. You read about it and you see the name and you think, oh yeah, Boston, well-known golf city. Let's probably their golf course with the name in it is going to be a pretty solid venue, but it feels like it just doesn't get the recognition that it should. I don't even think it's as well known as Old Sandwich, which I think it competes for in the best modern golf course in Massachusetts category. So it's a phenomenal place. It's 18 holes. They just built a very cool, believe it's a 9-hole short course that we're also going to get to play. High summer, right next door. I mean, it's the best. It's such a cool place.
Yeah, it's a good point. It might be the name, but why it gets sort of maybe overlooked in the discussion of great Northeastern golf courses. But Foster and Christian Hafer came back raving. You've been raving about it. So super excited to add BGC to the list. So I'm going to have you stick around, Robbie, because we've got a few more Northeastern events who, after a long year of watching Mac Jones play football, really deserve it. I'm excited to announce that on September 16th, Wanamoisett will be back for another year. That's Wanamoisett Country Club in East Providence, Rhode Island, a longtime host of the Northeastern Am. Robbie, I have never been more soaked on a golf course than last year's event there, but we made it through all 36 in the rain. So fingers crossed for a better day next year. What should people know about Wanamoisett?
Yeah, Wanamoisett's a phenomenal place. It's right kind of in the heart. I wouldn't call it downtown Providence, but it's definitely in the city, which is something that you know, used to get a lot around here with the old school classics. Every hole kind of feels like it's on top of one another, but there's still enough room to play, enough room to navigate. They just restored it. It was an Andrew Green restoration 2 or 3 years ago now, and it's in incredible shape. And you know, tons of trees have been taken out, so you really feel connected to the rest of the golf course when you're out there. Ross has said it's his best layout that he's ever done. It's a par 69, which is interesting. The only par 5 is that nice long 17th. Yeah, it is nice, quite nice. And yeah, the short third is a classic. That's the Donald Ross Society's logo, the par 3. And mm-hmm. Man, it's just, I mean, that outing last year, despite or perhaps because of how soaking wet we all got, and then the hang in the bar afterwards, was definitely one of the most memorable times of my year. So I'm looking forward to get back there. Ball around here can definitely soak you, but can also, you know, provide some of the best golf weather, firmest conditions. And if those greens get firm there, I mean, alongside Boston Golf Club, those are some of the best greens in New England. So I'm really looking forward to it.
Yeah, Ben Dennison is saying in the chat here, legitimately shocked they are letting us back after those carts on the turf. I thought 18 might still be underwater. It was shocking that they let us play all 36, but somehow the greens, I think, got faster throughout the day. I'm not sure how that made sense. But yeah, training, you're right.
Baby.
Yeah, one of the most efficient, coolest, small compact routings in golf. All right. Thank you, Robbie. We've got one more event in New England to tell you about, and I'll bring TC back in to do that one. TC, what can you tell us about October 7th?
I can tell you where I'm going to be October 7th, Casey.
Okay.
Because it is one of my favorite places to play golf. You know, there are any number of those sort of elite, private, exclusive clubs in Massachusetts, all a very special invitation. But for me, the place I want to be among that crowd is Essex County. The Essex County Club is, you won't get a better welcome out of any of those clubs than you will at Essex County. That's what I probably love about it the most. But the history with Donald Ross is fantastic. You see his home as you're playing it. And the back nine at Essex, it's, you know, it's Ross, but draped over this incredibly dramatic landscape. And it's just wild. So I played it the first time when I was doing my America book, and I had no expectations, and it just blew me away. How much fun I had. It was one of those places where you're like, I know I'm going to play here again. And so very excited to be playing here again with the Broken Tee Society.
Yes, Essex in the fall, Manchester by the Sea in the fall. Super sweet, super excited. All right, so Essex, Wanamoisett, and Boston Golf Club for the New England Swing, which I think is quite strong. But now for our next event on September 23rd, we are going to go even farther north, like across the border north, because the TGJ van finally got its papers in order, and we are finally going to Canada. Nothing makes a Canadian member more upset than not seeing Canada on the events calendar. So we have tried to rectify that. September 23rd, we will be going to Cherry Hill Club. Now, I know what you're thinking. Cherry Hills is in Colorado. No, this is Cherry Hill, not Hills. And it's pure, and you're going to love it. So to tell us more about it, we are going to bring up Walker Arnott, who is, or could be Arnott, I'm not quite sure, is the head pro at Cherry Hill. Here he is coming to the stage. Walker, can you hear me?
Thanks for having me, Casey.
Yeah, thank you for joining us, and thank you for having us out at your golf club. For those who have not been to Cherry Hill Club or are not familiar with it, what can you tell us about it? Where is it located, and what can we expect from the golf course when we come in September?
Yeah, we hope you all have your passports ready. So we're just across the border from Buffalo. We're about 11 miles from the border, 4 miles from the north shore of Lake Erie, and of course in close proximity to the destination of Niagara Falls and of course downtown Toronto. It's a pretty special place, and I'll give you a little history. We're just over 100 years old, founded in 1922, actually founded by nine Buffalonians. So in theory, this was an American club founded by Americans who used to vacation here. And so to fast forward into today, we're actually 50-50 in terms of Canadian and American membership, which I think is going to be our future. The club was founded by Walter J. Travis. So for those who are Travis fans, he's pretty impressive, and we're really fortunate that he left his stamp here in Canada. It's an 18-hole track. We're going to play 36 holes here. We've been fortunate to host some national championships, the Canadian Open in 1972, where the likes of Trevino, Snead, Player, Palmer all graced this land and competed. We've also hosted the National PGA Championship back in 82, and most recently in 2016, hosted the PGA Tour of Canada. And are really looking forward to hosting, which hasn't been announced yet publicly, but hosting the final qualifier for the U.S. Open, which, of course, will be announced sometime in February. Give you a little idea of the golf course itself. It is a flatter piece of land, although it's called Cherry Hill. There is somewhat of a hill, but it's a flat piece of land. And I really think everyone's going to enjoy turning on to Cherry Hill Boulevard and immediately feeling the history from the clubhouse. It really oozes off the charm sitting at the highest point of the club. And, you know, old-fashioned, true golfer's paradise. Pristine conditions, of course. We're really looking forward to having everyone experience that. And I know that when you play your first 18 holes, the second one's just going to be that much better. The highlight of the property, you know, taking a somewhat average piece of land and turning it into something great, you've got to have great greens. Our consulting architect, who's done some work for us multiple times, is Ian Andrews. And Ian Andrews has gone on public record saying that Cherry Hill has the best set of greens in all of Canada. So we're really proud to host everyone in September so they can all experience that. For those who know Travis, he has a unique style to his design, especially with the greens and his contouring, usually being on the more aggressive side. And so they're essentially original greens. They've been enlarged slightly to deal with the modernization of play as well as green speeds. In September, which is one of my favorite times of the year to play, they'll likely be rolling in the mid-13s, which I think is going to be exciting. And over the last decade, they've really shaved down the areas around the greens, which have made them pop. And second to the greens are the bunkers that I think everyone's going to enjoy. They got redone in 2008 and 2009, going from 126 down to 86 bunkers. And they're unique. They use forms above the ground. So the grass face, which is unique to Travis's design. And they're extremely well placed. They give some texture to the golf course being flat. So again, we just can't wait to have everyone here and enjoy our small little golfer's paradise.
Yeah, we're super excited too. We may need to have a chat about the 13 on the stimp, but other than that, we are really, really excited and honored that you guys would have us up there. Some people are making good points that Cherry Hill might be south of the New England events, but nevertheless, it's north of the border. So Walker, thank you for joining us, and we'll see you in September.
We'll see you in September. Can't wait, gents. Thank you so much.
Yeah, of course. All right. So Cherry Hill Club. Looks like we got some fans in the chat of Cherry Hill Club. September 23rd. All right. Moving on. If we drive back across the border and head west, I think I'm just going to stop with the directions. We're going to run into our next stop. That is September 26th. And this one is Foster McCune's baby. You all know Foster as the designated van driver and the chairman of events. Foster, please tell us where you're taking us on September 26th.
Thank you, Casey. I think this has been a long-awaited state. If you go through our chat sections and on any social or Discord events chit chat, Michigan's been up there. So we're going to be taking you guys to Gray Walls, just about as northwest as you can get in Michigan. It's Marquette, Michigan. It's actually north of Wisconsin in a weird way, up on the UP. I was lucky enough to play with the architect himself, Mike DeVries, who you may know from Golfer Journal number 22, as well as Golfer Journal podcast number 125. Mike grew up at Crystal Downs, which is many would probably dub the holy grail of Michigan golf, but Gray Walls is more than a spectacle in terms of what you're going to get into that day. So. Really just to describe it in one word, it's enormous. You play over, you play around, you play through, sometimes even off of rock faces, during your round there. We're going to go around it twice. There's more than five or six holes that'll kind of blow your mind from a different strategy perspective, or just the visual kind of intimidation that the rock faces give you. But Michigan deserves it. They won their national championship last night. They're getting their Golfers Journal event. It's time to get to Michigan. So we're excited about this one, and we'll see you guys in September.
Yes. Gray Walls at Marquette Golf Club. Also, quick shout out to our guy, Davis Warren, who is a proud BTS member and a part of that Michigan football team that won last night. So congrats to Michigan on that. And we finally got him in the calendar. So great news all around. All right, we've skipped around a fair bit, so we're going to head back up to the top of the calendar and fill in the blanks in order. Tom Coyne, April 22nd, would you like to take this one?
I would love to take this one, Casey. April 22nd, a course that almost needs no introduction. It's not, you need no hard sell here. Mm-hmm. Prairie Dunes, going back to Prairie Dunes, to Perry Maxwell's Pièce de Résistance. Experience the Maxwell rolls, experience the gunch, which I experienced a lot of my first time around. Stay out of the gunch at Prairie Dunes. But of course, that's just architecturally just so incredibly significant. So much fun to play. One of the great walks in golf, and a great trip out there to America's heartland, out to Kansas. And I mean, it really, my first time there, it opened my eyes to the sort of magic of like prairie golf, the sort of prairie links experience. The place plays so fast and firm and just has so much intrigue in every roll and bounce. Like I said, don't have to sell it too hard. It's Prairie Dunes. I hope this stays on our calendar forever because you want everyone to be able to experience it.
Yeah, please. Prairie Dunes forever. That's well said. April's loaded, Tom. Masters declined this rotation, but we'll Augusta declined, but we'll keep trying. Moving on, May 8th will be in New York, Tom. This one's a cult classic here at Golfers Journal. Tell us where we're going May 8th.
It is May 8th. We're going to, hopefully you've read about it in the Golfers Journal. We are headed to the Bridge in the Hamptons, out in Bridgehampton, all the way out on the beautiful end of Long Island. And really one of the most unique places in golf, you know, this combination, the aesthetic there, the combination of art and golf, the clubhouse, the modern clubhouse, that's just sort of gives you this incredible vantage point overlooking what was formerly a race course, a car racing course. And as you drive in and you come in under the, you know, the starting line and when the racetrack was still there. So just an absolute blast. You know, the pro there, Jeff Warren, is such a fantastic guy. They take great care of us. It's a real treat to be able to go there. It's one of those clubs that, you know, the folks in the Hamptons spend not a small fortune to walk through the door. So the chance for us to walk through the door and be members for a day, it's certainly one a day that I don't miss. So look forward to seeing everyone there.
All right, the Bridge is back. All right, if you're following along on the side here in Discord, you will see that we've got two events scheduled on June 3rd. Those two events are not close to each other, but they are on the same day. One is in New York and one is in Washington. And that is not a typo. So let's start with New York. On June 3rd, we will be going back to Quaker Ridge in New York. This is Scarsdale, New York. This is right next door to Wingfoot. It's the host of the 97 Walker Cup. It's a fantastic 1918 Tillinghast design, routinely ranked in the top 50, if you're into those sorts of things, in the U.S., of course. And the food last year, my God, there was a sushi chef. There was prime rib carving stations all over the course. It was top shelf. So this one's 36 holes. We did 27 last year, so added 9 more on. 36 this year at Quaker Ridge. And TC, I'll kick it over to you. Where is the other event on June 3rd?
It's going to be fun to have two on the same day. It'll be interesting to see how we have how we can perhaps compete between the two venues, because this venue, this other venue on the far other side of the country is no slouch. We're headed to Chambers Bay, heading back to Chambers, which I'm so glad to see. This is a course that, you know, I hope it gets another U.S. Open. You know, at the time there was the controversy about the grass, etc. Well, it's been around a lot longer. It's grown in. It's grown in wonderfully, and you know, from the topography to the views to just the absolute beauty of like pulling up to that property and looking down across this expanse of golf, it's really one of the most dramatic reveals in golf. So to be going back to Chambers is really, really special. So another U.S. Open venue, and like I said, they deserve many more out there as well.
Yeah, the for sure. Quaker Ridge and Chambers Bay, June 3rd, bi-coastal doubleheader. East versus West, public versus private. The Rules Committee is still exploring ways in which those two fields can compete against each other or with each other, but I'm sure there will be a game going on between those two on June 3rd. All right, we're going to move ahead to June 24th. This golf course, it's in my personal top five easily. It's the fourth time they've hosted the Broken Tee Society. They've been incredibly welcoming to us. It's White Bear Yacht Club, folks. If you haven't been yet, keep throwing your name in the lottery. It's worth the trip. It's worth the pain of rejection, because hopefully it'll be around like Prairie Dunes forever on this rota. TC, you've written about White Bear in TGJ. You've written about it in A Course Called America. Has there ever been a longer 6,400-yard golf course in history?
Certainly not. No, this was one on my travels that just blew me away. You know, I was giddy going around the property. I mean, there are some outrageous golf shots. There are certainly some tee shots you'll never find anywhere else in golf. So just an incredible property, a great welcome. I mean, really Minnesota nice there. And And of course, the history. I mean, I was just a sucker for the fact that F. Scott Fitzgerald spent some time there and that it may, just may have found where he may have found the inspiration for his great novel, The Great Gatsby. You can read about that in the Golfer's Journal. But yeah, White Bear, another one, White Bear Yacht Club forever. It's it is one of the truly one of the most fun days in golf. So hopefully everyone can make it out.
Yeah, it's 36 holes. We have dinner overlooking White Bear Lake. It's just perfect. The weather's always seemingly just perfect for us in June when we do these events at White Bear. So really good stuff. Thank you to White Bear for having us back for a fourth time. Fourth time. All right, TC. I'm personally super excited about this next one on June 30th. As you know from our many conversations, I'm a big Mike Strantz guy. And yes, everyone loves Tobacco Road, but the course he did right after Tobacco Road flies under the radar, or it used to, because it just underwent a full, terrific looking restoration, and the Broken Tea Society is coming to see it. And that course is Tot Hill Farm. If you're not familiar with it, look it up. It's about 70 miles northeast of Charlotte. It's about as dramatic of a golf course as you will find. There are some shots out there that I have yet to see and probably will never see on a golf course again. There are green shapes that nobody should think of in their right mind, but that is why we love Mike Strantz. He's in full rebel artist mode at Tot Hill Farm. I played this course, Tom, on the first van trip that we did in 2020. I stopped in there and it was in rough shape. You know, it was overgrown. The previous ownership was not keeping up with it. A new group came in and bought it about a year and a half ago. And a part of that group had used to work with Mike Strantz. So they wanted to put this place back together the way he intended it to play. And they have succeeded from everything I've seen. So June 30th will be at Tot Hill Farms. Farm 36 holes. I would suggest bringing a change of shoes or some really good walking shoes. So, all right, TC, here we go. Excited for this one. Sticking with public golf, I know you're excited for this one. What's going on July 13th?
Yeah, this place literally couldn't be any closer to my heart. I'm very excited to be officially taking over. I don't know if I've announced this too many places, or I don't know if I've announced it at all, that to be taking over as one of the owners of Sullivan County Golf Club. So we are so excited to welcome the Broken Tea Society to Sullivan County for a proper event in the Sullivan County Catskills. So just 2 hours from Manhattan, just across the not too far from the Pennsylvania border. Last year had folks come down from New England and New Jersey. So wherever you are, please come visit Sullivan County. It's going to be exciting because this year, the course is currently undergoing a renovation with my partner, Colton Craig. We're redoing some of the holes to make it a little more walkable and take advantage of some of the topography. A new restaurant is going in as we speak. So there's going to be great food as part of this package. This is going to be one of our great values, I think, on the calendar as well, because I'm just excited to have everyone up and share it with you. So come enjoy some Catskills golf and see what's going on in Sullivan County.
I will be making my first trip there. If I don't come sooner, I'll be there July 13th.
Please do.
Sullivan County folks in the chat are fired up about this one. Fired up to see what you do with the place, Tom. Yes. Certainly seen enough pictures of it from Jaron. Listened to the podcast enough. So congratulations with Sullivan County Golf Club. And memberships are still available, folks. So go out there and support Tom's initiative. International members, out of town members, anything you can do to help Sullivan County Golf Club. All right. We are not done with New York, because August 19th, the BTS is invited back to Sleepy Hollow. Have you ever heard of it, TC?
If you can't get into the Sullivan County event, Sleepy Hollow is a decent backup plan. What do you need to say about Sleepy? Charles Blair McDonald, Gil Hance. I mean, it's just one of the great days. I mean, the templates there, from the punch bowl to the short, I mean, is probably the most photographed par three in golf. So really special. I mean, and pulling into Sleepy Hollow, going through those gates and the clubhouse up on the hill. It's just one of those moments. It's a pinch me moment in golf. So to be able to share it with everybody is, again, very, very special.
Yeah. I think I saw more Sleepy Hollow logos out on golf courses after the two-man last year than any other logo in golf. It was quite impressive what the group did to that pro shop.
Wow, they destroyed it, I heard. Yeah.
It's a good logo. So if you missed out on the two-man lottery last year, here is another chance to play Sleepy Hollow and add the Headless Horseman to your overflowing merch collections. Pretty good New York run. Sleepy Hollow, The Bridge, Quaker Ridge, and look at Sullivan County. Batten cleanup. All right. It would not be a BTS events tour if we did not stop in Philly. And I don't know if you guys knew this, but Tom Coyne is from Philly, lives in Philly. So August 27th, Tom, where are we going?
This is pushed for, Casey, because, you know, there's any... We are spoiled for choices here in the Philadelphia area, but this is a relatively newer course. You know, we're sort of known for the golden age Philadelphia school courses, and we've been to some, but this year, very excited to be going to Applebrook. Anyone in the Philadelphia area knows it, but it really kind of flies under the radar because Applebrook is unique. It's one of Gil's first designs, first solos, I should say. After he came to the Philadelphia area to work on Stonewall with Tom Doak and stayed here and did some courses in the area and now lives here and lives very close to Applebrook, actually. So Applebrook was created as sort of a second club. So for members from Aronimink or Marion, it's a real golf junkie place because all the courses in Philadelphia close on Monday for maintenance. Well, Applebrook closes on Tuesday for maintenance so that you have a place to play when Aronimink closed on Monday. So it's that kind of place. It's real golf centric, very beautiful farm, simple farmhouse clubhouse that feels like it's been there forever. Maybe it has. But the golf course is just loaded with sort of fun shots. It sort of molds this older Chester County horse country landscape with some really adventurous golf holes that I think people are just going to absolutely love. I just think it's fantastic and not an easy invite. So they don't, and it's not a place that really, I've never heard of them doing an outing. Maybe they do, but this is one that's it's a great opportunity for anyone in the Northeast, Mid-Atlantic, or come from anywhere to come check out Applebrook and check it off your list.
Yeah, it does. It's pretty low key in that rota. So super excited to have Applebrook on the calendar August 27th. All right, 3 days later after Applebrook on August 30th, we are going to be sticking around the Philly area as the van returns to an OG event site. It's one of our favorites. That's right. Jeffersonville is back. The great bastion of public golf returns after taking a few years off they fully redid their clubhouse TC, and they made a lot of great tweaks to their Donald Ross design. Look, all of these events are fun. All of these events are going to have one of the best days of your life. I don't think I've ever had more fun on a golf course than our 2020 Jeffersonville event. Okay. It was raining in the morning. You Philly guys and girls just don't care. You don't care what the weather is. You don't care who you play with. You don't care what hole you start on. You don't care what's the game. They're just out there to have a laugh, hit a few good shots, and drink all of the free Golden Road rather quickly. Seems to run out quicker at Philly events than other events. I'm just saying. So, and shout out to Rich Schilling. They're super. Who's one of the best, nicest guys in golf. He produces his own honey out in the back of the maintenance shed. I don't know if you guys knew that, which you can pick up at this event. He sets up a cross country par 3 course in the afternoon round. If you remember that, Tom, which is actually it's like a phenomenal routing. Some of these golf holes that he creates internally. So, thank you to Jeffersonville. Thank you to Rich. Go support your Moonies August 30th at Jeffersonville in Norristown, PA. That one will also be 36 holes. All right. Only six left. I promise we're getting to the two-man. I promise we're getting to the club championship. I'm going to bring Foster back in here because he's a Georgetown guy. He's a DC guy, and he can hit a hooded 9-iron from his mom's back porch to this next location on September 30th. So, Chairman, please tell us about September 30th.
Thank you, sir. Yes, I'm a homer. And I always lobby for my DC area events. So we'll be taking you guys to Columbia Country Club this September. A lot of you just read about Mr. Dolan, who's one of their four head pros that they've ever had. and they've been around for 125 years. So if that gives you any idea into how they go about their tradition, it's a very special place. I grew up playing some high school golf there. I was lucky enough to get out there a few times, and Casey and I have been back to work on this a few times, but it's a special place from the membership that runs through the golf course as well. I mean, the golf course is very historically relevant. There's one tidbit that the 16th hole that some of you will be lucky enough to play is rumored to be the inspiration for the 12th down at the small club in Georgia that hosts all the good players in April. Their turn stand, actually on the 8th hole, though, is run by two of the best human beings I've ever come across. That's a story that should be written in Golfer Journal at some point as well. What makes a club special? And George and Z, once again, are just – they're two people that help that club's ethos kind of come out. And it shines through their membership, too, who take care of them. And I'd be remiss not to mention our member host there, Jesse McCollum, who – he's one of, if not our biggest supporters when it comes to events and editorial and just making sure we're connected with the right people. So it's an honor to bring you guys to Columbia, and I'm excited for those of you who get to see it and what you guys think about it.
Look at the chairman pitching stories in the middle of the events drop. That was well done. They are, George and Z are special. You have to get their ham and cheese at the turn. It's also a fun fact. There's no tee times there. At Columbia, on a normal day, they have a matchmaker that pairs people up and is tasked with knowing everything about the members so that he creates the best matches and games possible. So we'll see you at Columbia September 30th. All right, TC, we're getting into some good stuff here, some exciting stuff. Why don't you intro the event on October 21?
October 21. This is an exciting one. Oh, just before I say it, my favorite story about Columbia is the matchmaker making Richard Nixon wait when he was in the Senate to get set up for his round. You put him on the bench until a spot opened up for him to play. I don't think this is a course that Nixon ever got to. It's down near Chattanooga. Those of you who, not far from Sweetens Cove, but one that probably too many people overlook if they're playing Sweetens Cove. A chance to, but a private club, so a chance to visit another very special offering. And this one is Lookout Mountain. excuse me, Seth Rayner undergone a full renovation. I mean, this is with Tyler Ray and Kyle Franz have really brought back, I think, one of the South's real gems of a golf course. It's golf in the clouds. When you say Lookout Mountain, you know, some places say mountain or creek or whatever, and it's not really part of it. I mean, yeah, you're on top of a mountain. The first time I played it in the clouds. The fog was in, so I couldn't see 20 feet in front of me. I actually played pretty well. I lost only a couple balls, and it's kind of a nice way to play golf, not thinking too much about your target. So hopefully we won't get too fogged in the day that we play it. Again, you'll get that southern welcome. The guy who owns Moon Pies, I believe, is a member. So the day I was there, there were just huge Moon Pies everywhere. So
huge, if true.
We can hope for that as well. So very, very special to see what's happened there and see how Tyler Ray and Kyle Franz have brought back this Rayner masterpiece.
Lookout Mountain Club. One of the hottest names in golf, I think. One of the hottest courses or projects in golf right now, having a moment, and we're going to do 36 there, October 21st. So how about that? Super exciting. All right, TC, moving on. We're going to talk about October 28th, a week later. You set me up at this place, if you recall, for my bachelor party last year. I played it. I walked in the pro shop. I asked if they had a junior out-of-town friend of Tom Coyne membership. They said there was a wait list, but they decided instead to have the BTS out for a 36-hole day in October. So why don't you tell us where we're going October 28th?
Yeah, this is really one of those places you finish and you want to join, isn't it?
Yeah, it's just absolutely.
It's just from the vibe, the hang, the fun of the golf. One of my favorite core Crenshaws. We're heading down to the Chichesse Creek Club, C3. So you're going to, this is just low country joy. It's just an absolute blast. It's a club that, you know, a lot of national members, folks from here and far away, you know, like to call it home and visit. So it's just it's really special to have the opportunity to get on a course like this. It's fantastic. I mean, the greens are just beguiling. Like it's the it's the only place I've ever played where like pin high is wrong. Just because the shape, the greens are pretty sort of long back to front. And you're almost always better off just being a little bit short there. But yep. You're just going to wander through some of the most beautiful low country you've ever seen. And then, you know, the locker room hang with the popcorn and the Creek Tea, I believe.
Yep.
Which is not for me anymore, but it was certainly, I imagine it was probably for your group, Casey.
Yeah, they kept talking up this Creek Tea. I decided to have a few. I think it's just bourbon and ice. I'm not really sure what else was in it. There couldn't have been anything else in it. But nonetheless, you're right. Keep it short. Control your spin. And it's just a joy of a walk. Seamless walk. And they'd also nailed the vibe. You've got that correct. It's one of the best. They sent the owner, when they told me, he went and scouted basically every golf course in America to figure out, you know, what makes the best vibe from where the clubhouse is positioned and where the grill should be in the locker room. So it's just going to be a fantastic day at Chichesse Creek Club. Super excited that they were open to working with us. They don't do much of this stuff. So this is neat. All right. We are officially 30 events in and we have two left. They are our majors. They are signature events, elevated events, whatever designation you prefer. And the first we're going to announce is the second annual Broken Tea Society Club Championship. As you know, last year was hosted at San Diego Country Club. There were walk-off hole-outs. There was three aces. There was a sudden death playoff. It was an instant classic. And this year could be even better because it's moving from California to Texas. So I'm going to bring in the chairman here. Foster, would you like to announce the site of the 2024 BTS Club Championship?
Yes, sir. We, you know, we want to be democratic, put in the middle of the country, let everyone qualify if they can. But we're going to be taking you guys to Shady Oaks in Fort Worth, Texas. I mean, I can't speak highly enough of this place. It's fit for a stroke play event. Ben Hogan's home club, you know, everyone talks about him in Colonial this, Colonial that, but Shady Oaks was his true home. There's plaques all over the place of where he was working on his one irons and his two irons. And I think it's going to be a true test to crown our second ever club champions. But there's a few things we can guarantee. I mean, the conditioning is unbelievable. It's underwent some work about 2 or 3 years ago. And when we were out there, it wasn't a blade of grass missing. And it'll probably be the best barbecue you've ever had at a golf event. We were lucky enough to be joined by Travis Heim, who runs one of the best barbecue joints in the greater Dallas-Fort Worth area. So that'll be involved. And that's just something that definitely will put the icing on top to end the year for our club champions. And we're just excited because everything's bigger in Texas and we want to level up this club championship. So should be a good one.
Yes. Shout out to Travis Heim at Heim Barbecue, Broken Tea Society member. If you swing through the area, he's got three locations and hopefully he brings out the smoker for us at the club champs. So if you're wondering how can I play in the club champs, it's a great question. We'll be notating all of the club champs qualification sites on golfersjournal.com events on the individual event landing pages. There you'll be able to see which events, you know, the net and gross winners from the morning session will receive an invite to the club championship. We'll also have a portion of the field, as we did last year, reserved for those taking part in the index experiments. So be sure to set your goals, practice, fill in your sort of monthly report cards, and you'll be entered into that drawing as well. We'll have more information on that as we get deeper into the year. So there it is. The second Broken Tea Society Club Championship will be at Shady Oaks in Fort Worth. Excellent. All right. It's two-man time. What do you say, Tom? I think this one is worth the wait. This is the 7th annual Broken Tea two-man. It has been hosted at Goat Hill Park, Trinity Forest, Ballyhack, Hazeltine, Baltimore Country Club, and Sleepy Hollow. And this year, we will have an April two-man, April 8th to be exact. So where does it go from Sleepy Hollow? Tom Coyne, can you please tell the audience where the 2024 Broken Tea two-man will be played?
The moment folks have all been waiting for. This is an honor to be able to announce this. So much work has gone into it. And when you think of American golf, you know, just the places that have had a big impact on the game, you know, there's a handful of courses that come to mind, and this is certainly one of them. So for this year's Broken T2, man, I should say an event very close to my heart. Joel Morgan, if you're here, shout out. We've got our names on that trophy. So hoping everyone has a chance to get out and take a shot at getting their name on our beautiful two-man trophy this year at none other than the Olympic Club. What a thrill. This will be our biggest Broken Tee two-man field ever. 190 players, 95 teams competing over the lake and ocean courses. The lake, as you know, might know, recently underwent a Gilhan's renovation. So, yeah, a big deal. I mean, going to Olympic is it's pretty special. And, you know, it's just a golf course that means just so much to golf history. Five men's U.S. Opens, a women's U.S. Open, any number of USGA championships contended there. And of course, you know, the best halfway house snack in all of golf. If anyone does otherwise or thinks they know, they haven't had a burger dog. So someone will have to make sure that they are well stocked on their burger dogs, because at some point they do run out sometimes. So, but once you've got your burger dog in you, what I'm really excited about this time is the food. we're talking about the menu that's been put together for this is ridiculous. Prime rib, oysters, salmon, charcuterie, the works for dinner. I mean, it's going to be absolutely over the top. You're going to feel like a member. You're going to be there all day at Olympic, and it's going to be 190 people. I mean, how exciting is that? This is going to be really, I think, one of the special days that we've ever had so far at the Golfers Journal. So, and what's also exciting about it is you can sign up for it in a matter of minutes, right, Casey?
Yes. If it'll be lottery registration will be live right after this is done, if it's not already. I don't know what Foss is doing in the background. I can't see his screen. But we'll push this live. You'll have through this Sunday to enter your team or enter yourself into consideration. So yeah, both courses, lake and ocean, 36 whole day, 190 players total, 95 teams. That's the biggest event in our history and at one of golf's most iconic venues. So could not be more thrilled to do this at Olympic Club. As always, past champions of the two-man are exempt. They should have received their invite in the mail already. So there you have it, folks. 2024 Broken Tee Society Tour is set for now. I wouldn't be surprised if more get added. Tim and Foster, Mark, TC, myself, Robbie, everyone else here at TGJ are still working the phones. We're still trying to create as many opportunities for you guys to play, to get involved, and to meet each other as possible. TC, looking at this calendar, I know you can't pick between, you know, your kids, but is there any that you have your eye on as far as saying, I'm, you know, telling the events team, I'll be at this one?
It's funny you say that, because as I was thinking about that, looking at the list, I was like, this is like picking amongst your children. Not just because of the work and the time, and you want to see, there's so many of these places that I want to see or see again. Todd Hill Farm is a huge hole in my resume. So I'm, as a Strands fan, I need to fill that hole. I'm very excited for that one. Of course, we're super excited to have folks up to Sullivan County. I mean, going to Citrus Farms, whether it be earlier in the year or later in the year, you know, that's got so much buzz there, and the whole Cabot experience is over the top. So you just can't miss there. Gray Walls would be one that I'm like a sleeper pick for the one I'm probably most excited about, just because, you know, Mike DeVries, Michigan, you know, it's just going to blow your mind. The way, you know, Kingsley's blown my mind in the past. So very excited for that one. But I should bring it back to where we started. The event that I'm certainly not going to miss, Old Barnwell. And just because it's, you know, it's so new, it's a chance to be among the first to experience it. You know, the driving range is going in right now. They've laid just put the foundation in for the clubhouse and the lodging. you know, but actually the hang in the mobile clubhouse is really, really fun. So wherever, whatever stage they're at, when we arrive, they go over the top with food and food trucks and do such a great job. So that one, I'm just psyched that, that people are going to be able to see it and enjoy it. So, but you know, anywhere on this list, you just cannot go wrong. And of course, the best part of all of this is that you're spending it alongside your fellow BTS members. You know, golf with good people. It really doesn't matter where you're playing, does it?
No, it doesn't. And you know, that's the golf across the board here, all up and down the list, is super high quality. But we all know that when you get out to these events, it's in between the rounds, before the rounds, you know, waiting to hit shots is where the most fun happens. So, yeah, and I'm with you. There's a few places that I've never been. I've never been to Michigan. I've certainly heard enough about Old Barnwell. Would love to get there. Lookout, Sullivan. There's a lot of places I haven't been that these events will hopefully take us this year. So for all 500 plus of you that stuck around through that hour, thank you. That about does it for us. As I mentioned before, once again, you can find all information on all events on golfersjournal.com/events. We can't thank you enough for supporting what we do, allowing us to make something as absurd as an 11-month golf tour, an actual job, an actual thing that people do. And we just look forward to seeing you all on the road in 2024. So honk if you see the van, and talk to you later. Thanks, TC.
Thanks, everyone. Thanks, Casey. Great job, everybody. Thanks for listening, everyone. And if you enjoyed this episode, we strongly encourage you to become a member of the Golfers Journal, or if you already are, to share it with your friends. As a reader-supported publication, we couldn't do it without you. We also couldn't do it without the help of our partners, and they are Titleist, Scotty Cameron, FootJoy, Linksoul, Omega, Charles Schwab, and BMW. We'll see you next time on the Golfers Journal podcast.